the stone that you saw that was hewn from the mountain without a hand being put to it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That first reading that we had here, it actually tells you the story of the great kingdoms of the earth, because that's exactly what happened. I mean, you imagine it, you can see the whole of that image that is put before them, and it's an image of a great king. The gold, with the silver, with the bronze, with the iron, with the clay mixed with iron for the feet, all those things represent, in a very real way, kingdoms which dominated the world. The Babylonians first, then followed by the Persians, and then the Greeks, and then the Romans, and then the time where nobody seemed to conquer anybody, because it was mixed. It's our time. What all these things point to is, yes, that's a reality in history, but is God really pointing merely to a reality in history? He's not. He's wanting us to see that this is the whole of our lives as well. There's a spiritual meaning that's going on here. Not just that God is God overall, as we just celebrated Christ, the King of the universe, this weekend. Yes, that's true. He will physically be the King as he is in heaven, here on earth. All those things. That's what we pray in the Our Father. But even more than that, what our Lord is wanting to point out to us is that in our own lives, there are various things which have conquered us. Various sins which have had their way within our life, successively binding us and making us more staunch and yet more weak, as at the very feet, clay and iron, easily destroyed. As any of us who've experienced bodily problems, especially with our feet, our legs, our knees, know that something very small can hobble you and destroy the whole of who you are and bring you to your knees. What our Lord wants to do is to point out, yes, Jesus Christ is this stone which was hewn without human hands. Because when he came into this earth, no human hands had any result in his being. He was put together by God himself. In the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he is the rock. And what our Lord wants to do for each of us as we enter into this Advent season, as we close out the year, is to say, I'm coming, and I'm coming to destroy these sins. I'm coming to destroy all those things which have conquered you so that I alone can reign. That's what he's really after. Whether it's our own selfish pride that's holding us back mostly, or the envies that keep us thinking that somebody else has it better than us, and so we don't trust in God that he's going to care for us, or whether it's lusts that make us think that we have to reach for our own pleasure, or a gluttony that we must fill ourselves out with these palpable things, or for greeds that we must need to bring everything to ourselves. Whatever the sin is, the rock of the ages wants to come crashing against that. Ultimately, he will destroy it. So for us today, Jesus is coming. And if you're able to receive him, when you open your mouth and you receive him, when he's on your tongue, think of that as the rock of ages coming to contact you and to destroy everything in you that is contrary to his rule. That's what he wants. That's what our Lord's greatest desire is, to be conquering everything which is not him in you today. I tell you what, he wants to do the same thing for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.